My dear faithful, today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and confessions will be heard after Mass today. St. Pius V School will be in session this Monday through Thursday. On Friday, please note that Mass will be in Melville at 8 a.m., and then after the New Year, classes will resume on Wednesday, January 4th. We will be decorating the chapel here in Oyster Bay for Christmas this Wednesday, beginning at 5 p.m. Dinner, of course, will be provided. Please note that extra confessions will be heard throughout the evening, beginning at 4:30 p.m. This Saturday is Christmas Eve. It is a day of fast and complete abstinence. And you can see the back of your Roman Catholic calendar for the rules of fast and abstinence. This year we will again have midnight Mass as well as morning Masses in both Oyster Bay and Melville. Carol service will begin at 11:15 p.m. in both locations, followed by the procession to the manger and midnight Mass. The morning Masses at both locations will be at 9:30 a.m. The banns of marriage are announced for the first time for Cletus Mullen and Beata Hojnowska. Anyone knowing a reason why this couple may not be joined in holy matrimony is obliged to bring it to the attention of the priest. And as we are about to welcome our infant Savior at Christmas, we should make sure that our hearts are well prepared to receive him. If anyone has been away from the sacraments for a long time, now would be a good time to make things right in the confessional. Even if one has been away from confession for 10 or 20 years, or if one has made bad confessions or sacrilegious holy communions, our Lord is ready and eager to forgive these sins in the confessional. As he himself told us, there is more joy in heaven over one sinner doing penance than the 99 just who need not penance. And the priest in the confessional is God's representative. He will help you make a good confession and even an examination of conscience if you like. So this Christmas season, do give the Christ child the gift of a humble confession that he may forgive your sins. For that, more than anything, would bring him joy on his birthday. And then you will be there with Our Lady to welcome him at his coming. And finally, I do ask that if this is your first time here, or if you've recently begun to attend the traditional Mass, that you please speak to one of the priests before approaching the communion rail. The epistle for the Mass is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, the fourth chapter. Brethren, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and the dispensers of the mysteries of God. Here now it is required among the dispensers that a man be found faithful. But to me it is a very small thing to be judged by you or by man's day, but neither do I judge my own self. For I am not conscious to myself of anything, yet I am not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge not before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise from God. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 3. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother the tetrarch of Iturea, and the country of Trachonitis, and Licinius tetrarch of Abilene, under the high priests Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord was made unto John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. And he came into all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of penance for the remission of sins, as it was written in the book of the sayings of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Thus far are the words of the Holy Gospel. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. These words are taken from the Gospel of St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, there was once a village situated high in the mountains that could only be accessed by means of a single narrow road that led up the side of the mountain. And each morning, farmers and merchants would make their way down this road to sell their produce and other wares in the towns below. And one morning, the people from the village found this road blocked by a small avalanche of stones and earth from the side of the mountain. As you can imagine, there was much frustration as the long procession of carts and wagons came to a halt. Soon, angry and abusive language filled the air. Neighbors shouted and argued about what was to be done. And everyone seemed to have a plan to clear the road, but no one wanted to be the first to put his hand to the task. Finally, a young man from the back of the line pushed and elbowed his way forward to the front. He had a shovel, and he began clearing the small mountain of gravel and dirt from the road. Still, even this show of selflessness, the other people stuck on the road didn't lift a finger to help. Some even had words of criticism for how slowly the single man worked. Others were convinced he was going about it the wrong way. Suddenly the man stopped shoveling and the people saw him dig briefly with his hands. Out of the dirt he pulled a small iron box that somehow had been buried in the avalanche. He opened the box and to his amazement he found that it was filled with gold coins. The people in the front of the line saw what he held, and word quickly made its way through the crowd what had been found. One person had the idea that the gold should be divided amongst those who had lost money waiting here on the road all morning. Another authoritatively declared that the money should be used to build a wall so that such an avalanche could never happen again. Ideas of what to do with the money multiplied, and soon fresh arguments were breaking out all over the mountainside. And it was at that moment that the mayor of the little town appeared at the head of the line and gestured for silence. It took some doing, but finally he had calmed the people enough to make himself heard. "It was I," he declared, "who placed this box of money in the mound of dirt. And this money belongs to him who was generous enough to spend himself for the good of others. And in the future," he concluded, "think more of others than of yourselves, and then you too shall be rewarded for your generosity." And you know, my dear faithful, before our Lord came into this world, mankind was covered by the avalanche of sin. We were buried in sin and we were unable to free ourselves by obtaining God's pardon. So the second person of the Blessed Trinity stepped forward, so to speak, and offered to free us from our sins by offering himself to his Father's justice. This generosity moved the heart of God and the offer was accepted. In time, our Lord came down from heaven, became a little infant at Bethlehem, lived 30 years in poverty and obscurity, 3 years of teaching and healing and comforting, and then finally he went to the cross on which he shed every drop of his precious blood. In the Old Testament, we read the story of Abraham and his son Isaac. To test Abraham's faith, God ordered him to sacrifice his son. And Abraham, with a heavy heart, but with resignation to God's will, set out to do so. When the moment came, however, for Abraham to take his son's life God intervened and stayed his hand because he wished to spare this good man the pain of actually being separated from his son. But when the time for our redemption came, God the Father would not spare himself. He did sacrifice his only begotten son. Our Lord would not spare himself the most painful death imaginable, because he hoped that by his death he might win our gratitude and affection. And our Lord in heaven now is no less generous than he was when he came to Bethlehem or when he died on the cross. And this was the thought that so moved St. John the Evangelist when he exclaimed, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." And so thinking of this now, as we are only a week away from Christmas, we should ask ourselves just how generous we are with God in return. The man in the story stepped forward to clear the road of the obstacle with no hope of a reward, just because it was the right thing to do. And similarly, we owe God our love and obedience simply because he created us. He doesn't owe us a reward. He doesn't have to make us happy in this life or in the next. But because he is so good, he does promise a reward surpassing all understanding if we are faithful to him now. St. Paul says, "Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, nor hath it entered into the hearts of men, those things God has prepared for those who love him." So when you consider the Christ child in the manger throughout the coming weeks, ask our Lord for the grace to be generous to him. Generous with your time, setting aside time each day to speak to him in prayer. Generous in being here at Mass each Sunday or as often as you can, to show him you appreciate what he's given us. Generous, too, in suffering ridicule or mockery or even just loneliness on account of your faith, and in refusing to associate with those who are near occasions of sin. You know, in all these cases and many more, we know what we have to do. But sometimes in the moment, we feel like it's too hard to do the right thing. Like we shouldn't have to sacrifice our own comfort and convenience. And it's in moments like that that we have to consider the crib, the cross, and heaven. To remind ourselves that God spared himself nothing to redeem us, and that he will reward us with an eternity of happiness if only we are generous with him now. So we pray to the Christ child for this special grace. In the words of St. Ignatius Loyola, "Dearest Lord, teach me to be generous. Teach me to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for reward, save that of knowing that I am doing your will." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.